Welcome to Execute This. I'm your host, Sim, and I will start this podcast with a series that talks about entrepreneurs or starters who actually got support. I'm going to talk about a system of support and how important it is to have that. The first entrepreneur I'm going to talk about is Steve L., the guy who came up with Chipotle, the CEO of, well, he may not be, no longer be the CEO of Chipotle, but he started Chipotle. He's the founder of Chipotle and the CEO of Chipotle. He had many system of support. The first one was his mom. When he was small, he talked about cooking with his mom, and she nurtured that desire to cook. And he talked about how he was in the kitchen with her, cooking with her, and how she was, you know, teaching him how to cook. And after that, he grew up and then, you know, majored in art. And at that time, he really didn't know what to do. I mean, his father actually questioned him, what are you going to do with that degree? And he said, you know, I don't know. I guess we'll find out. So, his other system of support was he was able to actually be around people, friends, who you know, kind of like guided him in the right direction. One of his friend was the one who actually suggested that he take culinary school, cooking school, go to this cooking school where they would teach you how to cook, and that's where he learned the fundamentals, the basics of what was required to, you know, make Chipotle successful. It was the framework, which, you know, which actually, you know, gave Chipotle its identity. So, and when he went to school, he learned a lot from a chef who was very talented. And he talked about him too as well. And if it wasn't for his friend, I mean, he never probably wouldn't have succeeded in the first place. So he started Chipotle, and well, at first he went to a restaurant, and then they actually had a burrito, and he did his research and came up with the idea for Chipotle. And when he came up with the idea and started working on this business, he needed some money. So his third system of support was his father. This was more of a financial support. So, I mean, and so also without this, he wouldn't have had the resource, the financial support to build this business, to buy the location, to buy the building and to renovate the building too as well, and to get the help he needed. So so the third system of support was his father, and of course whenever he needed money, his father would always support him and give him the financial support that he needed. So later on, after he built a business, he got some actual advisors. But before he moved on to getting, professional advisors or people who could actually, you know, run, who could help him build a business plan, he was able to actually grow the business, Chipotle. Give it its identity, make it successful as it is today. And then later on, he was able to build a business plan, start make a business plan, in you know by getting one of his friends who actually helped him, you know, build this business plan, and because of that, he was able to get support from and finances from McDonald's, you know, big companies like, of course, McDonald's, and which moved Chipotle to another level too as well, which gave the company Chipotle the money it needed, or which allowed Chipotle to grow the money it needed to propel the business to another level. So he was able to do a lot because he had a strong system of support. And later what I learned, I mean, what he talked about was that he said that one of his talent was picking the right person, the right people. And that's the thing, you know, you have to know how to pick the right people. Because it's best to be independent or be alone when you're doing the business than actually have someone toxic in your circle of friends. Because that one toxic person can bring your business down. So it's always a good idea to have a cheerleader or financial support or good friends and advisors when you are executing ideas. When you're trying to bring your idea into reality, make it practical and make it work, it's very important to not bring someone toxic into your business. Not get anyone involved who may bring your business down. And you have to know how to pick the right people. So, this is the end of the podcast. And if you're listening to this on a platform where there are comments, feel free to make a comment. And I will go ahead and talk to you or make another podcast next time about support. And so this is Sim, and this is Execute This. Thank you.